The prelude to the first act of The Master Singers of Nuremberg, Wagner's music with the Cleveland Orchestra led by George Sell.
FM. We are WHFR Dearborn, and thank you for listening. Maybe you're listening on the web today at WHFR.FM. Either way, we're glad you're here, glad you're listening to this beautiful classical programming. We know that you love listening to this music, and we're so happy that you have responded so positively since we started running this classical programming many years ago as a response to a need for classical music in the Detroit area. Well, since then, there have been other stations that have picked up some classical hours, and that's wonderful as well. We're glad for that. But know that we are committed to running this classical programming in the overnight consistently and professionally just for you. Classical 24 is the music service that gives you this great format, this great programming, and it's expensive. If you'd like information on ways to contribute, don't hesitate to reach out. 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842. Thank you for your support.
This is by Tommaso Albinoni.
Thank you.
A Baroque Era Concerto by Tommaso Albinoni. That's the Concerto No. 1 in B-flat major by Albinoni. Musicians from Collegium Musicum 90 performing for you this afternoon, along with conductor Simon Standage. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for your company. I'm Elena C., and the music today is supported by the employee owners of Bob's Red Mill, purveyors of a wide range of premium flours. You can find all of Bob's Red Mill's premium stone-milled baking flours, including organic and bulk options, at bobsredmill.com. Maybe you did some baking today, or maybe you will do some baking. I've got some kind of cookie bar to make when I get home later. I know I'll turn some music on while I'm doing that. Music like this piece, a ballad by Johannes Brahms. Such a delicate touch there by British pianist Paul Lewis. Lewis playing the ballad, or ballade, I suppose. The second one by Johannes Brahms. Like so many of us today, and like so many of our ancestors, Antonín Dvořák was, at one moment in his history, a stranger in a very strange land. He loved it, though, right from the first moment he experienced it, and this strange land, this America, and specifically New York City and Spillville, Iowa, was something he found very inspiring. Folk music from the American West, spirituals, jazz, ragtime, Dvořák heard it all with these wide-open ears. The music of this strange new world found its way into a lot of his music, including in 1893, his New World Symphony No. 9.
Thank you.
It is the greatest symphonic work ever composed in the United States. It's what one reporter for the New York Evening Post wrote after the premiere performance of Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 9 from the New World. Listeners seemed to agree. Every movement at that first performance was applauded by a very enthusiastic audience, and Dvořák had to stand up and take a bow after the beautiful Largo movement. The Symphony No. 9 by Antonín Dvořák from the New World. James Levine conducted the Dresden State Orchestra. Here's the Shanghai Quartet with a harvest celebration. Thank you. music to celebrate what I hope has been a very bountiful Thanksgiving Day harvest for you. It's the Harvest Celebration by Xingping Zhang. That was the Shanghai Quartet.
Broadcasting out of Henry Ford College, we are WHFR Dearborn. Thank you for tuning in to this lovely classical programming. Speaking of lovely musical programming, it is the next installment of our own Dearborn Symphony Orchestra, that gem of an orchestra right in our own backyard. Next performance, Friday, November 17th at 8 p.m. The title is Musical Explorations. You will absolutely love this live concert performance. Location, the Dearborn's Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, and we would love to have you learn more about the Dearborn Symphony Orchestra, its season, and this particular event. Again, mark your calendar and call today for tickets on November 17th at 8 o'clock. Here's the number, 313-565-2424. That's 313-565-2424, or go to the Dearborn Symphony website. It's Dearborn Symphony.
A set of hymnal variations next, one section from a larger piece by Morton Gould called Fall River Legends.